Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Hey, well, thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Hey, if you've been listening since the very beginning, if you're one of the people who has listened to every single episode that we have put out, I just want to say a very big thank you. Words fail me when it comes to thinking about people who are a part of what I'm doing and consuming the things that I'm producing. So I really appreciate you being here for the journey. And if you are on this journey and have shared this concept with other people, shared the podcast with other friends so that we can all become one big friend group, I really appreciate you. And I thank you for being a part of this. So I just have two announcements before we dig into what we will be talking about today as we continue the track of books that I've read and the books that you should read. So announcement number one, if you've heard any announcement over the past few weeks, you know that a huge one for me is that I have been writing a book called Work the Problem, a five-step plan and process that you can implement in your business and personal life to avoid heartache, to tackle problems easier, and make it faster the next time you encounter a problem. We look at the five steps in their entirety. We explain what the step looks like, what questions you can ask in order to complete said step, and then also look at the opposite of completing that step. What would it look like if you didn't do what we are suggesting in that specific moment to kind of give you an idea of what could or couldn't happen. So we're coming close. I'm finishing editing and getting the publishing details taken care of, and you should see that book coming soon. So if you follow my personal Instagram or the podcast Instagram, either at Jacob R. Ray or at every_day_podcast, then you will see those updates coming through the airwaves. So that's announcement number one. Work the Problem, coming out soon. Check out more information as it's available. So announcement number two, if you are enjoying this podcast, I want to continue providing this as a resource for you. I don't get paid for this. I do this for free. There are some sponsors here and there, but spread the word, share this episode specifically or any of the other episodes that you have enjoyed with your friends. Subscribe, follow, like, do whatever your preferred podcast player does or asks you to do to get regular episodes delivered to your podcast feed every week. We post a new episode every Monday, so there's always something coming, and I want you to start your week off with a fresh piece of encouragement or a fresh piece of information that you can take into the week ahead. So subscribe, like, follow, share, write a review in your preferred podcast player, especially Apple Podcasts. If you are enjoying this, write a review, give us a 5-star review, and share that with other listeners so that we can spread the word more efficiently about what we are doing here. So as we pivot from some announcements into this week's episode, I'm excited about sharing this with you, this conversation that I had with our friend Seth Garrett. If you remember, he was a guest in the People You Should Meet, Friends You Should Know segment that kind of kicked off that portion of the podcast. He is an awesome guy, lots of great thoughts, and today we continue the books you should read portion of our journey with our friend Seth Garrett. All right, well, let's welcome Seth back. Our friend Seth, if you haven't listened to episode number 103 with Seth Garrett, oh, he's changing them backgrounds. Seth Garrett is on here with me. He is a good friend. We always have a lot of fun when we talk. We have actually texted back and forth a lot about the blob that we mentioned in the last episode. I found a youth pastor memes channel that had it. I will include the link in the bio because you really need to listen to it and watch it if you've ever been in student ministry. But welcome, Seth. Glad to have you on here today.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me, Jacob.
Yeah, of course. So if you have been listening to the podcast for any amount of time, you know that we talk about a few different things, lessons that I've learned, books that you should read, people you should meet, and things that you and I should do. So just like we talked about the previous book, if you haven't listened to that episode, The Power of Habit, go and listen to that when you get a chance. But today we're going to talk about a shared favorite book of mine and Seth's. What is that book, Seth?
It's Make Your Bed. It's by Admiral William H. McRaven.
Yes, and this is a great book. I actually just recently got it. And you and I were talking about this when I first received it. I actually got it for my birthday from Allie, and I literally read it in a day. It was that good. And it's so, I mean, what? It's like 130 pages or something like that.
Yeah, it's not long.
Yeah, super easy to read. Like I said, I read it in about an hour. If you wanted to break it up, there are about 10 chapters. You could read it over the course of 10 days as kind of like a leadership section of your day when you're at lunch or something like that. So really easy to get through. So Seth, tell me a little bit about what goes on in the book. What is McRaven talking about here?
Yes. So the book is about different disciplines, different life lessons. So it's not chapters, it's lessons that he wants to share throughout the book. And the book actually started off as it was a university commencement speech. I don't know if I said that word right.
Something like that.
So he'd given a commencement speech at the University of Texas a couple years back, and it blew up, became viral. And then eventually after that, he was like, there's more in this, ended up writing a book, and the book became number one bestseller on New York Times. So that's
pretty good. Love to see it. I mean, that's really the goal when you write a book, right? Like to become a bestseller. Because, you know, it's not a bestseller, it's a worst seller. If you ain't first, you're last, right?
Amen.
But, and now have you listened to that? So are you a Jocko podcast guy?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, he did
I actually don't know what that is.
Hose. Are you familiar with the book Extreme Ownership?
No.
Okay. We will talk about that on another podcast, but it's a really good book. So William McRaven, he's a retired U.S. Navy admiral. He was a Navy SEAL. He was instrumental in the capture of Saddam Hussein, the mission that took out bin Laden. He also oversaw the mission that the movie Captain Phillips is based on with the USS Alabama. He's one of those guys that I would describe as he was in the right place at the right time. For the right things. And in the Jocko podcast, he talks about this book. They talk a little bit about what goes on in here. He also has a few other books called The Hero Code and Sea Stories. And he has, this is weird, and I'll admit it because I'm kind of a nerd, but he had his thesis document or his thesis paper book, whatever. It's like 600 pages. It's called The Theory of Special Operations. And I've been reading through that and kind of getting some ideas about, you know, what it means to be a special operator. And it's super interesting. It's like a 4-hour episode, and you should totally listen to it. The Jocko podcast. Jocko he's a former Navy SEAL, was working for McRaven and all that stuff. But he talks about a lot of the background of what he did to get to the point that he developed all of these leadership lessons. So it's really dope. Extreme Ownership. You shouldn't read it. And yeah, I'll send you that link.
Absolutely.
Later.
That's exciting.
Yeah, no, it's like 4 hours of, like, you hear about, so McRaven went to UT Austin. He was ROTC there. He so that book or the chapter, Only the Size of Your Heart Matters. He told the story about when he showed up, and like, he's just like this scrawny little dude thinks he's going to make it as a SEAL. I'm a legacy guy or some sort of military legacy. And I've got what it takes. I'm buff. I'm strong. And the little dude was like one of the most decorated Vietnam era operators. So, yeah. And this book is just so, it's so small, but it's so power packed. So So give us some highlights of the book, Seth. What do you think? What really stuck out to you besides the main one that we'll talk about in a minute that you and I have discussed prior? What's kind of the overview?
So I don't want to give too much of the book away just because I want people to read it. Can I preface just a little bit before I share?
Please.
So I actually got this present this book as a gift as well, around Christmas. I have a buddy of mine, who decided one Christmas, he's like, I'm not going to get people stuff. I'm just going to give them books. And, this guy at the time was, my roommate, and a great mentor to me, but I came home around Christmas time and I saw this present on my bed and I thought it was a passive aggressive statement for me to start picking up after myself more around the house. Ended up reading the book and it was amazing. The chapter, the lesson that I'd probably refer back to the most is the chapter one, which is the self-title, Make Your Bed, essentially what he's going into with the Make Your Bed lesson one is to start your day with a task completed. That way, basically, you've got this trickling down effect, like a snowball effect of if you start your day getting something done, it makes it easier to get things done the rest of your day. Mm. And so, on top of that, if you start your day making your bed, no matter how bad of a day it was, you're coming back home to a made bed.
Amen. I love a good made bed because it's like, you know, you feel like you've never slept in the bed before. And that chapter as well is super cool because he really dives into the mindset and the viewpoint of what happens in a barracks when it comes to being spick and span, clean, taken care of in your space, which if you are not familiar, and I say this as a civilian, Seth, unless you have a secret military past that you have not disclosed to me, I'm sure that you're a civilian as well, unless there's something we need to talk about off of this recording. Okay. Touche. But it's really cool because I'm not very familiar. Like my wife's family was military. I didn't come from that, even though I grew up in a very heavily military area, but listening to how the things happen, and how the standards are in a bunk where, you know, if your bed is not perfectly made, if your pillow is not in the right place, if everything's not right, like you don't function as a team unless everything's in place. So,
that's right.
What, if anything, do you think someone who has never read this book, who maybe have never heard of this book, what do you think, if this is their first time listening to anything about Make Your Bed, would it should inspire them to go pick it up?
Yes. Yeah, so even if you're not someone that wants to make their bed, Make Your Bed, I feel like, is more so... I would say symbolic of something that is the bookend of your day. It's how you start the day and how you end the day. And so for someone, it could be something else. But it's a habit of consistency. The author, Admiral McRaven, he got injured in a parachute accident around 9/11 and went to the hospital. And when he got out of the hospital, he made his bed before he left the hospital. And that was symbolic to him of getting back into the swing of things. And so whether or not you want to make your bed, it's what is the habit that is the hinge point for you that leads into the rest of your day? What is the thing that makes everything else easier and more approachable for you to accomplish the rest of the day? And for him, with his military background, the drill instructors would come by after the bed was made and flip a coin onto the bed. And if it bounced up back into the air, it was well made. And so for him, that imagery is just solidified because of his background. But for you, I don't know, what would you say is something synonymous with making your bed that helps you, Jacob?
So something really like, you know, if you can get one task done at the beginning of the day, really, for me, it's just not hitting snooze. Like if I heard someone talk about it, and I've talked to a friend at work about this too, the snooze monster, quote unquote. Let me frame it a specific way. So every choice that you have in front of you comes with a cost. It's the concept of opportunity cost. You say yes to something, which means that you say no to something else. In my world, in my career field, we talk about opportunity cost in the financial side of things. So if you say yes to buying a $40,000 car, you're saying no. And this is specifically in the case where if you have like the cash on hand to purchase it. So if you drop $40,000 from your bank account on a car, instead of investing $40,000 in cash, the value of the vehicle will go down and you don't have investments growing. Vice versa, if you choose to stick with your 10-year-old car and invest $40,000 5 years down the road, you're going to have more money. So you're saying yes to something and no to another thing. You are missing out on something in order to say yes and participating in something else. So the idea of never hitting snooze when you wake up, you are saying yes to getting on with your day. So I wake up at 5 every morning, which is god awful, and I don't think the Lord is even awake at 5 in the morning. Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. But waking up at 5, never pressing snooze, means that I am saying yes to being more a part of the day. And like all my days off, my alarm goes off at 7 with the goal of me waking up, like this morning, I pressed snooze. It was terrible. It was a bad idea. And I have felt that, like, it's 10:30 when we're recording this my time. And instead of waking up at 7 my time, like, I woke up at 7:30 and I'm feeling the effects of it because I didn't have 30 minutes extra in my day. And then, when you say yes to, I'm going to prioritize being in bed longer, when I'm going to say no to doing anything outside of actually like exercising, being a part of the day, spending more time with my wife, whatever. When you're saying yes to something selfish like that, you're losing the opportunity to be more present and be in a part of the day. So that's really like my make your bed moment every day. What about you? What's your habit that you employ?
Yeah. So every morning I have to leave by a certain time or traffic gets really bad. So my habit actually doesn't start at the house. I wake up early enough to get out the door and down to work. But once I get into the parking lot, that gives me about 30 minutes to read scripture. And so I start my day just in the car, meditating on God's word and just prayerfully thinking through the day and what I've got going on. And so that is kind of the difference maker for me. And I can tell a huge difference if I don't get that in.
Yeah.
So that is me making my bed metaphorically.
Nice. Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter what comes after that, as long as you build that foundation of this is what I'm going to do first. This is priority. This is my A1. I got to get this done before I do anything else.
A1 since day one.
Hey, not A1 steak sauce though.
That's all I could think about.
Perfect. Okay. So in the life of someone who either is aspiring to be a leader, is trying to figure out a habitual process, getting the rhythms and the routines of a daily life, do you think that, so this is kind of like I'm putting you on the spot with this one. I didn't prepare this one for you to answer. So this will be fun. So either A, do you think that someone should read this before they begin their habitual journey? Or B, do you think that they should, you know, start putting in some rhythms and routines and make this a good to great style read?
I think it would hit anyone, no matter where they are alongside the journey. For one, if you have no habits, embarking on reading a book is a great thing to start with. But for someone that hasn't created habits, he's got great lessons throughout the book of making your bed. He's got one chapter, which is you can't go through life alone. Mm. Life's not fair to continue to drive on. Different lessons like this of just overcoming adversity, not falling into victimhood, having to dare greatly and stand up to bullies, just different things that we can all do. So no matter where you are in terms of embarking on different disciplines, setting different habits and rhythms in your day, all of this stuff is to come alongside you, whether you've already started this process or not. But I will say, an object that's already in motion, it'll probably be easier to implement this stuff. So yeah. Wherever you are, try to start on something.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you are someone who's trying to get to the point where you're working out early, maybe, you know, you're trying to build some extra time in your day and saying no to the wrong things and saying yes to the right things, you know, doing something like reading this book, it's going to be a game changer. So you've hit the nail on the head with that for sure.
Motivating.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
if you're unmotivated, it started off as a motivation speech. So
yeah. Cause what is the purpose of a commencement speech? Like to inspire, you know, I mean, it says in the front jacket, taking from the university slogan, taking inspiration from the university slogan, "What starts here changes the world." Mm-hmm. He shared the 10 principles he learned during Navy SEAL training that helped him overcome challenges, not only in his training and long naval career, but also throughout his life, and explained how anyone, here we go, this is the everyday part, how anyone can use these basic lessons to change themselves and the world for the better. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty killer. I mean, You think that the most transformational books are the ones that are super long and get, they flesh out their ideas to the nth degree, but really all it takes is reading something, you know, 10 minutes a day, because that's really how long it takes to get through chapter one. It's just 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you have an hour long lunch break, you can sit down and for the first 10 minutes of your lunch break, get that down and just write your thoughts about it for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, eat your lunch and still have 45 minutes to check out for the moment and get that break. So, well, yeah, Seth, is there anything else you want to add about, make your bed?
My bed, is not made right now.
Same. Oh, crap. I guess we know.
I'm a hypocrite, Jacob.
So am I. Holy crap. Whoa. Sorry, guys. So clearly we need to reread this book. But it's something that I consider a seasonal read. If you get this book, and you'll see the link to purchase the book from Amazon in the bio and in the show notes. So if you are wherever you're listening to this podcast and listening to this episode, head to the notes section of the episode. But get this, you know, put it on your Christmas list, do something to get this in your hands, because like I said, it feels like a seasonal read because of the fact that you can take something from it each time you go through. And, if the first thing that you hear from this book is make your bed, then I would encourage you, just like I'm encouraging myself and maybe you too, Seth, as soon as we finish talking, to go make your bed. Whether it means that you need to, you know, if you're listening to this in the morning and you need to have some motivation to do something that will, you know, lay a good foundation for the rest of your day, or if you're listening to this in the evening, afternoon, and you didn't make your bed and you need to do something to change that first thing in the morning. So really good read.
Absolutely.
Great book, book that we think you should read. So Seth, once again, thanks for joining me. As I mentioned, it's always a pleasure to have you on here and let you be my recurring guest, because this is going to happen more.
Oh, yeah. So. Thanks for having me, Jacob. It was fun.
Well, thanks so much to our friend Seth for sharing his thoughts on this really great, really easy to read book called Make Your Bed by Admiral William H. McRaven, a U.S. Navy admiral, retired. So if you are interested in purchasing this book, you can head to the show notes, click on the Amazon link that is there, and get started today. You can get that, especially if you are a Prime user, you can get that there without any sort of issues. You'll be able to get this book in your hands and get it started pretty quickly. And I do believe, I wouldn't suggest it if I didn't believe it. I do believe that this little book could change your world in a big way. So, hey, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode. As always, subscribe, like, share, follow, leave a review. If you're enjoying what we're talking about here, be on the lookout for updates for Work the Problem, ways that you can implement 5 easy steps into your business and personal life to tackle every single problem that you come up against and do it with ease. And last but certainly not least, your every day matters. Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your every day matters.